My life flows on in endless song.
Songs in the night, it giveth. you can applaud, that's okay. In case you don't recognize her, she's the one that's been wearing the bright yellow shorts so that she can be found to ask questions of. And I'd like you to know that she is actually wearing those shorts underneath these tights.
I still have them on, so if I forget who I am, I can just kind of peek and make sure.
That's right.
And this is my partner, Marcy Markser. We are your hostesses for the evening. The hostesses with some. And we'll be introducing the various different acts and doing different silly things.
And speaking of introducing the acts, our first act, someone who is no stranger to Augusta.
Our first act has graduated from Kay Justice's class singing for the confidence impaired.
No faux pas there. She is no stranger to Augusta. She probably needs no introduction, but I'm going to give her one anyway. She first came to Augusta 15 years ago. Yes, she's a little older than she looks. But she has had many accomplishments through her long and varied musical career.
Oh, my aching back.
She'll be an old master next year. Her album, Midnight at Cabell?
Cabell,
I'm sorry.
Marcy.
Midnight at Cabell Hall. I have it. It's a great album, I'll tell you. It'll be on sale in the lobby at the Augusta store. In an intermission. It won second place for Best Folk Album of the NERD Indie Awards. That's a very wonderful thing. That deserves applause. And our pal, Freda, yes, Freda, is featured on a lullaby sampler that is number 10 on the Billboard World Beat Charts. It also features Bobby McFerrin, Sweet Honey in the Rock, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, and Take Six, among others, but Freda is the real star. Her next album is called Global Lullabies, and it will be released August 22nd. We just missed it, but there are order forms available at the table at intermission. So let me please welcome to you Miss Freda Epstein.
Come on and listen while I tell you. More importantly than the rest, to hear the request that is made of you and to promise to do your best. To keep in the closest regions of your quickest, sharpest sight these words that I bring to your ears and hope to leave tonight. Make it across the road, make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from a mother's heart. Make it across the road, oh, oh, make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from a mother's heart. Make it across the road. Now upon each road that travels a heedless, careless strand of creatures that will harm you should you fail to understand. And now to stop and fix your gaze upon this paralyzing stare will steal your will to move away, and you will perish there. Make it across the road, make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from a mother's heart. Make it across the road, let me hear you now. Make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from a mother's heart. Make it across the road, make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from a mother's heart. Make it across the road. And now the duty that is upon me is to see you on your way, to set you firmly on your own path, and hope that you will stay. Mindful of the message that my mother gave to me, and these words are made of blood and bone on your final destiny. Make it across the road. Make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from my mother's heart. Make it across the road. Oh, oh, make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from my mother's heart. Make it across the road one more time. Make it across the road. I'm pleading with you from my mother's heart. Make it across the road.
Ah! Sorry about that, Flan. It's only an $800 microphone, but hey, it's yours, not mine, so. Well, I have been thinking lots and lots and lots about lullabies lately, and for those of you who have seen me perform for the last 3 years, you know indeed I have been talking about it, because I've been working on this project for, oh, it seems like forever. But as Marcy mentioned, it's done, it's coming out in a couple of weeks, and I am so excited. So I'm going to do a couple of songs from that recording for you. The first one is a Mexican-American song. It's called At the Gates of Heaven, and like everything I'm singing, it has some really nice choruses on it, and if you catch the words, please join me.
A la puerta del cielo vendan zapatos para los angelitos que andan descalzos. Duérmete, niño, duérmete, niño, duérmete, niño, arru, arru. At the gate of heaven, little shoes they are selling for the little barefooted angels they're dwelling. Slumber, my baby, slumber, my baby, slumber, my baby, aru, aru. Benditos los niños durmiendo tan quietos, benditas las madres que tanto los quieren. Cuéntetan niños, slumber my baby, slumber my baby, aru, aru. Bless the children so peacefully sleeping. God will help the mothers whose love they are keeping. Duérmete, niño, duérmete, niño, duérmete, niño, aru, aru.
Well, it's rare that I ever get to play for an audience where I would utter the words, how many of you out there speak Yiddish? and actually have somebody raise their hand. Only at Augusta, I would say. Well, this song is not exactly lullaby. It's a love song, and it's a Yiddish love song. But I learned the song from Michael Alpert, who sings with Brave Old World, a wonderful klezmer band. And when he sang the song for me, I immediately fell in love with it. And I thought, well, isn't it just appropriate to be singing love songs to our children? So I promptly went out, and I learned it. And I learned to speak it totally incorrectly. And then I had to find somebody who spoke Yiddish and correct the pronunciation. So Ethel, block your ears, dear. That goes for you too, Catherine. It has a wonderful chorus, and I'd like to teach it to you. So how many other people out there speak Yiddish? Yeah, good, not many. Okay. My story, I'll tell you a little bit. I come from a Jewish household, and this is a very, very typical story where both of my parents were born in Russia, and they emigrated to this country, and they spoke Yiddish as a first language. And by the time they came around, they only spoke Yiddish in the household when they wanted to keep a big, fat secret from the kids. Sound familiar? Yeah, I thought so. So consequently, I grew up not speaking a word of it, and so did millions of other Jewish kids. So, you know, we have to come back around to it circuitously. But I'm going to teach you just a little bit. Repeat after me. Du. Umru. Meine. Du. Not bad. You'll catch on to the melody really quickly. Here are the English words so you'll understand what I'm singing about. It's called My Unrest or My Disquietude. Who can comprehend the beauty of the sea? Who can gaze upon the luster of your eyes without his heart bursting from joy, without his heart bursting from sorrow? You, my unrest. Tell me why neither a day or a night can go by when I can dream of nothing else but of you my life, of you my heart, of you my life within me. Wer kennt die Schönheit von einem Verstein? Wer kennt die Schein von deinen Augen sehen? Und jetzt zu riesen werden, so sein Herz verfriert. Und jetzt zu riesen werden, so sein verleiht. Du, umru meine, du. Some harmonies on it. Du, umru meine, du. Some of you hold this part. Ah. So you can either do a drone in harmony or sing with me in harmony. Ich kenn die Schönheit von einem Verstein. Wer kennt die Schein von deinen Augen sehen? Und jetzt zu riesen werden, so sein Herz verfriert. Und jetzt zu riesen werden, so sein verleiht. Du, umru meine, du. Doch nie weg nach der Tor. Und nur ich trag von dir, und nur ich träum von dir, von dir, von dir. Du Leben mein, du Herz mir.
do.
Join me. Well, I'm going to close out my portion of the set with something that is very, very unhealthy to do. I do not recommend that you try this. It's not good for your health, mentally or otherwise. Singing and playing the fiddle at the same time. I don't know what possessed me to try this thing, but you know, once you try it and you get one song going, it's kind of addictive. It sticks, and then you know, before you know it, you're lusting after more songs. It's terrible. So here we go. It's also rare, you know, it's rare to find people in the audience who speak Yiddish, and it's rare that people in the audience might know this next song as well. It's from the writing of Dirk Powell, and I learned it off a recording by the Free Will Savages. Yeehaw! Let's hear it.
Yeehaw!
Come on.
Yeehaw!
No, I mean really, come on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Freda Epstein, isn't she incredible? Freda is teaching hard this week, 4 classes a day. We thought she needed the extra punishment. Marcy and I are going to play a little Merle Travis tune for you. Called the Cannonball Rag. I'm gonna get this out of my face. Thank you. A little old-time finger-picking guitar in the style of Merle Travis. Well, the next guest on stage is somebody I've been trying to get to Augusta for a long time. He is known in the Midwest as the king of folklore and jokelore of the Midwest. This is a man who has for over 30 years been collecting stories, songs, ballads, jokes, anecdotes, and he's one of those people that we're lucky to have around because he's been writing these things down. He has notebooks this thick all over his living room full of these things, and he actually knows where to find all the stuff. Our guest, Art Thieme, has spent a lot of the last 8 years riding the Julia Bell Swain riverboat up and down the Mississippi, entertaining people and telling them about the history and the folklore and jokelore of the Mississippi River. He is a masterful banjo player, guitar player, saw player, and numerous other things, and it's really delightful to have him here. He has many tapes of his own, including a live concert tape full of a great combination of his ballads and his tall tales. He's teaching a liar's class, and he's teaching a wonderful class in ballads, and please make welcome someone that I think is going to be very special to Augusta for a long time from Peru, Illinois. Art Thieme.
I represent the Chicago high-rise tradition of folk music. And it's great to be here where so much of the music we came to love in the cities came from. Yeah, I grew up in Chicago, but then I moved to Illinois. Way down upon the Wabash, such a land was never known. If Adam had crossed over it, this soil he'd surely own. He'd say this was the garden that he lived in when he was a boy, and straightway he'd call it Eden in the state of Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys, cross the Shawnee Ferry to the state of Illinois. She's bounded by the Wabash, Mississippi, and the lakes. There's milksick and rolling hills, in her swamps there's snakes. But these are slight diversions that take not from all the joys of living in that garden spot called the state of Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys, rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. If you could turn the monitor down a little, it would help, I think. Thanks. I have been on the Mississippi River, one of the borders of the state of Illinois. Just every so often, the alligators actually come up the Mississippi from Louisiana and clog up the channel. And they have a special dredge boat clear the channel out. A gator dredge, it's got a big scoop on the front. It scoops the animals right out of the channel, throws them back over the boat, and they land in a barge that follows behind. Sometimes the alligators get hurt, and if they do get hurt, the government takes care of them for the rest of their lives. That's called Gatorade. That's why it's green. It was here the Queen of Sheba came with Solomon of old. A wagon load of spices, pomegranates, and fine gold. When she saw this lovely land, her heart was filled with joy. Straightway she said, I'd like to be a queen in Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys. Rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. This last verse is about Chicago. Coming from Chicago kind of stays with you no matter where you go. I wake up every morning listening to hear the birds coughing. Got so I don't trust air I can't see. It's kind of sad. Way up on the northward, way up near the borderline, a great commercial city, Chicago, you will find. Her men are all like Abelard, her women like Heloise, all honest, virtuous people, 'cause they come from Illinois. So move your family westward, bring all your girls and boys. Rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. And cross the Shawnee Ferry to the state of Illinois. There were a lot of river boats at one time on the Mississippi. I worked on the Julia Bell Swain for 8 years, as Kathy mentioned. There was a man who used to build boats on the upper Mississippi. His name was Joe Reynolds, Diamond Joe Reynolds. In 1937, a folk song collector from the Library of Congress taped a man at Parchman Prison in Mississippi, a fellow named Charlie Butler, doing a song called Diamond Joe. And doing research into those old river songs, dawned on me that this song was probably being sung to a steamboat. Every boat Diamond Joe Reynolds built had a diamond on the side with J-O right in the middle. And one of his boats was actually called the Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Take me away from this horrible prison. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Well, I ain't going to work in this country, neither on Forrester's farm. I'm going to sit till my Maybell comes. She's going to call me Tom. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Ain't gonna tell you no secrets, ain't gonna tell you no lies. I'm gonna sit till my Maybell comes, watch her rolling on by. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Yes, sometimes I do think that you're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think maybe.